you got cooking? How about cooking something up with me?
Let's stir it up, boys.
Welcome to the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. A weekly excursion into the fine art of preparing the world's most popular recipes under an open sky and an open flame. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's the old grill sergeant, Randy Hayes.
As Al Michaels said so well, so many years ago, do you believe in miracles? And for those of you who are too young to remember that moment, it was when the U.S. ice hockey team beat the Soviet team in the semifinals way back in 1980 in the Lake Placid Olympics. In fact, it was that line, "Do you believe in miracles?" by Al Michaels that gave birth to the name for that game, the Miracle on Ice. But of course, the miracle I'm talking about is the miracle comeback by the Texans last weekend at NRG Stadium. Now, that was a moment to remember, wasn't it, Houston? I've started calling it the Miracle on Kirby Drive. And yeah, I know, it doesn't have quite the same ring as the Miracle on 34th Street, but you get the idea, play on words and all that. That game absolutely turned this city on its ear, huh? And the way Deshaun Watson spun out of that sack and threw that pass that set up the winning field goal, I think it raised him to legendary status in this town, don't you? It was one of those, how the heck did he do that moments that I think will live on for years to come. And no matter how the Texans fare the rest of the way in the playoffs, because that was just spectacular. But you know, in all the excitement of that one particular play, I think many of us have overlooked, or maybe we just have forgotten, how dominant the Texans' defense was in the second half. Now, true, both the defense and the offense were El Stinko in the first half, but after that initial 13-point barrage by the Bills, you gotta face facts. Romeo Crennel's defense held the Bills to 2 field goals for the rest of the game. And let's not forget one other thing, too. The only Buffalo touchdown came on a trick play in their first possession, and they never saw the end zone again all day long. So the Texans' defense was just as spectacular as Deshaun Watson. That's a fact. And J.J. Watt put the juice back in the game, no doubt. But there were several other lesser-known guys who made some really big plays, too. So it was definitely a team effort. Don't worry, I'm not going to spend the whole show talking about football, but of course, Fred and I will talk more about it in the last segment. But yes, the Miracle on Kirby Drive was inspired by the Miracle on 34th Street, and again, for our younger listeners, that was an iconic Christmas movie from before I was born, 1 year before I was born, as a matter of fact, 1947. And Christmas movies are fresh on our minds right now, aren't they? So that made me think of Christmas gifts, and that helped me dream up the topic for today's edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, Return and Replace. And by that I mean, return those clunker Christmas gifts and use the money to buy something you really want. Because, let's face it, we've all received Christmas gifts that we weren't too thrilled about, haven't we? You know, one of those, did you save the receipt type of gifts? I remember 1 year I got socks for Christmas. Now, I don't mean to say I didn't need socks. I actually did. I actually asked for socks. My dress socks had holes in the toes, and I was just getting as much mileage as I could out of them. But let's face it, socks are not a very awe-inspiring Christmas gift, are they? I appreciated the socks, but it was just a little difficult to get excited about socks. You know what I mean? And in keeping with today's theme on the show, Return and Replace, I wasn't about to return the socks because I really needed the socks. So when I stop and think about it, maybe that's a bad example. Yeah, a better example would be the story that gave birth to that line I used earlier. Did you save the receipt? It was several years ago. Oh, heck, it was a couple of decades ago. I decided I was going to be really creative and just totally surprise my wife for Christmas, you know, with a gift she wasn't expecting. So on the sly, I dropped by the Galleria on my way home from work one day, and I went to Victoria's Secret. No, I didn't buy her some skimpy negligee. Not her style. I wanted to get her a really nice full-length silk nightgown and matching robe, but most definitely something that was tasteful, appropriate for the mother of my children, after all. So I talked to one of the saleswomen at Victoria's Secret, and I even described my wife in great detail, how she was tall and thin, what color her hair and eyes were, her complexion, that kind of thing. The saleswoman said she knew just the thing that would be perfect for Cindy. So I bought it, they gift-wrapped it, and I snuck it into the house and put it under the tree when nobody was looking. My wife found it almost immediately, and of course she started interrogating me about what it was, but I stood firm. Nope, not getting a word out of me, woman. I wanted it to be a total surprise. Oh, what a surprise it was. On Christmas morning, I made sure it was the last gift Cindy opened. And when she saw that expensive silk nightgown and robe, she smiled tightly and said, "Oh, isn't this nice?" Then she looked at me and said, "Did you save the receipt? Please tell me you saved the receipt." That's the day I surrendered unconditionally, guys. I just gave up ever trying to surprise my wife again. Now I just tell her, "Find what you want, order it, now go pick it up at the store." Of course, these days, she just orders it on Amazon, and I don't even have to do that anymore. So that Christmas inspired Return and Replace, because that's exactly what my wife did. And no, I have no recollection of what she bought with the money she got back. But candidly, even that story pales in comparison to the one my mother told over and over again every Christmas. And you know, like Miracle on 34th Street, that story was older than me, too. 1 year older than me, as a matter of fact. A little background. My parents actually met before World War II, and my dad pointed out my mom to one of his buddies the night he saw her for the first time, and he said, "You see that girl right there? I'm going to marry that girl." His buddy kind of laughed at him. But you know, when the war was over, Dad came back to Texas, looked up my mom, and asked her out on a date. They got married a few months later. And their first Christmas together was 1947, 1 year before I was born in 1948. And even in those early days of their marriage, they were starting to establish family traditions that would last a lifetime. And one of those traditions was to visit the homes of both their parents on Christmas Day. I can clearly recall when I was a kid, we'd have Christmas morning at our house, then we'd visit my maternal grandparents' house for lunch, and then my paternal grandparents' home in the afternoon. And we did that every year. But again, this was their first Christmas together as man and wife, so they were breaking new ground at the time. They ate lunch with my mother's parents, then they drove across town to the east side of Fort Worth, where my dad's folks lived in an area called Poly, short for Polytechnic, the name of the high school that served that part of town. When it came time to exchange gifts, my paternal grandparents had one present under the tree for my mom and dad. The tag even said, "To Mildred and Bill from Mom and Pop." This is where the righteous indignation would always rise in my mother's voice. The gift was a men's white dress shirt. My grandparents gave a gift addressed to both my mom and dad, and it was a men's white dress shirt. You know, my mother did not use foul language, as a rule, but I can only imagine the earful that my poor father got on the way home that night. And I literally can only imagine, because like I said, this happened the year before I was born. But I can remember that story like it was yesterday, because my mother told it with that same righteous indignation in her voice every year at Christmas until the woman died. And let's be clear, my dad needed that men's white dress shirt just as much as I needed those socks, because he had just started his new career as a banker. But a men's white dress shirt is just not a very awe-inspiring Christmas gift, especially if you're a woman. And it's not like my mom could return and replace that shirt and use the money she got to go buy something she really wanted, because that men's white dress shirt was supposed to be for both of them. However, we can return and replace those clunker Christmas gifts. And we here on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show have some really good ideas for you backyard chefs. Or I guess I should say our guest will have some good ideas for you backyard chefs. Meanwhile, I'm going to go do something I've been needing to do for a long time. Yeah, I'm going to go rearrange my sock drawer.
If your barbecue's gone up in smoke and your cooking reputation is at stake, stick around. The Old Grill Sergeant will be right back with more ideas and advice to make your next cookout sizzle.
Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's. Conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dyke Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po'boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all, 227 Dyke Road at the base of the Texas City Dyke. It's Randy Hames again. Everybody needs a video or a new website or help in managing their social media, and my company, Edgewater Digital, can help. We help small businesses navigate the intimidating world of digital marketing. You've got a business to run, and you don't have time or expertise to build and maintain your website all by yourself, and you certainly don't have time to generate content for it. And when's the last time you had an extra hour or two to manage your company's internet ads or social media accounts? Like, never, right? Well, at Edgewater Digital, that's what we do. We have a talented web design team who've built a number of incredibly successful websites for companies large and small. Need content too? No problem. Edgewater can provide copywriting, photography, and videography services to enhance the content on your website, email marketing, or even social media. We're a full-service digital marketing solution with a track record of success. Call us today at 832-500-4272 or see our website, edgewater-digital.com. Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on-site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782. Hey guys, Randy Hames here to tell you about my good friend Rick Allspaw at the original Allspaw's Hardware and Boutique in Kingwood. I've known Rick for years, and he's one of the finest Christian men I've ever met, but he's also got a dynamite hardware store at 2720 Westlake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. The original Allspaw's Hardware and Boutique has everything you'd expect to find in a top-of-the-line hardware store, but with the personal service that's missing from the big-box stores. The original Allspaw's Hardware and Boutique has tools and automotive, lawn and garden, electrical and plumbing, paint and hardware, all under one roof. But Rick is also an avid backyard chef, so the original Allspaw's Hardware and Boutique features a complete barbecue pit house. From gas to charcoal grills to fryers and steamers, they've got it all at the original Allspaw's Hardware and Boutique. They even offer grill maintenance and repair. Visit their website, allspaws.com, or just drop by and see for yourself. The original Allspaw's Hardware and Boutique at 2720 Westlake Houston Parkway in Kingwood.
Life is simple. Eat, sleep, grill. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's the grill father, Randy Hames.
It's been way too long since we hosted this fine fella on our show. He is Rick Allspa of the original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique in Kingwood. How you doing, brother?
I am fine, man. Absolutely fantastic.
Good. How was your holiday?
It was absolutely beautiful. We had the family over and had a good Christmas and a very quiet New Year's, just nothing but family.
I would say that it's been so long that we haven't talked to you since last year, but last year was only 11 days ago.
So it's been a while.
But it has been a few months. You're right, Rick. So how's the rebuilding effort coming along at your store?
The rebuilding effort's good. Just basically back the way that it was, other than rearranged a little bit, of course. But We're just still kind of waiting on some customers. It's like, you know, Kingwood's been changed a little bit. It's been underwater two or three times, and it's kind of changed the game plan or the face of Kingwood or whatever. It's Kingwood's still an amazing place without a doubt, but it's a little different now, Randy. But we're hanging in there. We're going to be okay. The good Lord's walking us through every day. We get up and thank him for letting us wake up, and it's us in the mirror. And then we ask him what he wants us. We ask him what he wants us to do today.
Yeah. For those who haven't heard Rick on the show previously, we should clarify his store was flooded by Hurricane Harvey. But obviously, even the worst high water event in Houston history couldn't wipe out the original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique, because they're still there. And knowing you as well as I do, Rick, I'm sure you'd give all the glory to God for that recovery, right?
He is the one who gave us a team building remodel. That's what we call it. It was time to clean up and clean out and rearrange things. So he did. He cleaned her down to the studs, and we started over. So it was a pretty. that's what happened. We just started over.
And in keeping with his deep sense of faith, which I admire greatly, Rick and the original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique are involved in several charitable concerns there in the area. Tell us about your work with the Village Learning Center, buddy.
Oh, those guys are amazing. We've got a villager that works for us, Mark. Randy, we were thinking the other day, I think it's been over 10, 15 years of Mark's workforce. Mm. He comes there three times a week I want to say the word mascot, but I don't want to downplay his position, because he is such an amazing individual, and he's happy-go-lucky, and he's an incredible person, and he's part of the Village Learning Center. Is what they do. They take adults that are challenged and give them positions and let them kind of get self-sufficient. And it's they've been here forever. I'm going to say they're over 20 years old at least. I've been here 32.
Wow.
And I kind of remember when they got started. So it's an amazing facility that we've got available here in Kingwood.
And the original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique also is involved with the American Heart Association, the Children's Miracle Network. Plus, you've sponsored a lot of local organizations, Little League, Girls Softball, Blue Tide Aquatics Swim Team, of course, the Boy Scouts and the Girl Scouts. You guys believe in the power of giving back to the community, right, pal?
We do. We do. That's been altered a little bit with the flood. Our heart is still giving, but our pocketbooks haven't been, because I've been trying to pay the light bill. But our hearts are still in it, brother, I'll tell you. We went to an Arts of Healing gala, and it was really emotional for my wife, Kelly Annette, because the Arts of Healing is for the Sunshine Kids.
Right.
It's a bunch of doctors downtown that get together, and it's an amazing group. And Kelly Annette had a neat relationship with Bob Allen, and as I did too, you know, from cooking on Channel 13, I knew Bob Allen from down there. But she met him when she lived in Port Aransas. And to be a part of the Sunshine Kids was rewarding for us, because we love that organization.
Rick's family heritage includes several generations of hardware store ownership. How far back does it go, Rick?
My great-great-grandfather, I think that's right. My great-great-grandfather. You get past the third one, you kind of get it messed up.
Yeah,
1889 is when our first store opened up.
Wow, that is incredible. So tell us about the original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique. What are we going to find when we walk through the door, Rick?
Well, you know, it's a great big fancy 16,000 square foot hardware store, but Randy, I'd rather tell you going to walk into a good old country hardware store.
Yeah.
We've got about 50 employees and we really try to exceed our customers' expectations every time. We're not going to do that. We can't do that, but that is the goal. We try to hold people's hand through the project. We don't like to stand and point. We walk you to the items. Our guys are really good. I got a bunch of seasoned guys. I got a bunch of young guys that can carry stuff. I got a good mix right now. We got a good mix. Excuse me. It's not I. We have a really good mix right now. And, like I say, it's a good old country hardware that I've always said we sell good quality merchandise at a fair price.
Yeah, in a nutshell, the original Allspaz Hardware and Boutique has just about everything you'd want to find in a hardware store. Tools and automotive, plumbing and electrical, not to mention paint and hardware,
yep.
Lawn and garden.
Yep.
Plus, you have some surprises, too, like in the boutique section. That is your wife's little purview, so talk about that for a minute.
Man, you talk about amazing. We just kind of revamped it again. And we've got Jamba Barlio, we've got Boa candles, we've got the Nest brand candles, we've got Stone and Stick, we've got Bittersweet Designs necklaces, Corey Green, which is Pat Green's wife. Corey Green sells jewelry. We've got her jewelry in there. We've got Natalie Wood's design jewelry. We've got Mignon Fichet, which is from New Orleans. It's 50 years old. She just had her 50th anniversary. And we're the only person in the state of Texas that has that. We've got very unique things. Kellynette just got two more lines. And Randy, every one of these pieces of jewelry, these necklaces or bracelets or rings, comes with a Bible verse. And comes with a feeling. And we were talking to this lady yesterday, and the reason we're bringing her line of jewelry in is because she prays over every piece as she makes it.
Wow.
I pray that the person who gets this piece, who gives this piece, who receives this piece, has the piece that's meant to be there. And it's different than just buying a bunch of jewelry and selling it. That's not what we're trying to do. We're not a jewelry store that sells flip-flops. We're an incredible boutique with custom, really cool, neat stuff. Just you got to see it to believe it. It is amazing. Is the word people can't believe what's in this store. It's really, really, really cool.
But the original Allspaz Hardware and Boutique also provides a whole host of services too, like key cutting, glass and acrylic cutting, pipe cutting and threading. So talk about some of those for just a minute. We're running out of time in this first segment.
One thing that's really cool that we do are the chip keys and those the fobs. We can order those and we can program them to your car. And we're literally hundreds of dollars less than the dealers. It's a Duracell product. It's a good quality product. I've got guys who can program them to the car and get them replaced. And that's been a real biggie. That's kind of new to us. And we got Zach Brown knives, finest pocket knife on the planet, made in Peachtree City, Georgia. One of Zach Brown's companies, just a super cool group of guys. Great knives, handmade. It's just a good old country hardware store, but it ain't like what you've seen before.
And Allspaz also offers assembly for a lot of these things you buy and you don't know how to put together yourself. that would be me. They can do that for you, and they have gift cards and delivery too. So it's all at the original Allspaz Hardware and Boutique. Tell us how to find your store, Rick.
We're one block south of Kingwood Drive on Lake Houston Parkway. 2720 Lake Houston Parkway. We're just south of Randall's.
However, Rick is also an avid backyard cooker. He even has a barbecue pit house department that all of you at-home chefs are going to love. Can you stick around for another segment, Rick?
Man, I'd love to, Randy. I'm honored to be here, brother.
Stay patient. Dinner will be ready right after the smoke alarm goes off. Randy will be right back with more smoking hot tips for you and your old flame right after this short break.
Hey guys, Randy Hames here to tell you about my good friend Rick Allspa at the original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique in Kingwood. I've known Rick for years, and he's one of the finest Christian men I've ever met, but he's also got a dynamite hardware store at 2720 Westlake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. The original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique has everything you'd expect to find in a top-of-the-line hardware store, but with the personal service that's missing from the big-box stores. The original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique has tools and automotive, lawn and garden, electrical and plumbing, paint and hardware, all under one roof. But Rick is also an avid backyard chef, so the original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique features a complete barbecue pit house. From gas to charcoal grills to fryers and steamers, they've got it all at the original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique. They even offer grill maintenance and repair. Visit their website, allspas.com, or just drop by and see for yourself. The original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique at 2720 Westlake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dyke Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po'boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all, 227 Dyke Road at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Hi, friends. Randy Hames to tell you about Cellular and Satellite. Cellular and Satellite are specialists in wireless data plans for businesses. Because they buy in large quantities, Cellular and Satellite can give you a data plan on the same provider you're using today, but at a lower cost. Cellular and Satellite can also combine the two largest wireless providers into a single data plan. Two carriers with better coverage, but only one invoice to pay. If your workforce is international, Cellular and Satellite offers a global data SIM with fixed pricing in over 200 countries. You'll never have to pay international roaming charges again with Cellular and Satellite. And they can handle all your wireless data needs, whether you need 10 or 10,000 data SIMs. So if you're an IT professional, mobility manager, or business owner, save money and increase your network availability by letting Cellular and Satellite simplify your wireless life. Call Cellular and Satellite today, 832-551-1000, or go to cellularandsatellite.com. Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782.
Stand back. We've got our grill on. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's the grill father, Randy Hames.
We're back now with my good friend Rick Allspa of the original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique. It's located at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. We appreciate you taking the time to visit with us for another segment, Rick. We know you're busy.
Thank you, sir. Again, Randy, I appreciate the opportunity. It's an honor to work with you, my friend.
Today's edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show is titled Return and Replace. And by that, we mean return those clunker Christmas gifts you got and use the money to buy something you really want. Just very briefly, Rick, have you ever received anything for Christmas? You kind of went, did you save the receipt?
Well, I got one time and I remembered, well, that's now I know why they invented the gift receipt.
Well, we've all been there at one time or another. So let's talk about that. Let's talk about how we can return and replace at the original AllSpas Hardware and Boutique, because you guys have a barbecue pit house and a lot of our at-home chefs would love to have a new backyard cooker. So what brands do you carry?
We've got Weber. And we've got Weber in charcoal and gas. We carry Traeger. We've got two different flat tops. One's a Blackstone, and we've got a new line called Evo, which is amazing. And of course, Big Green Egg. We're an authorized Big Green Egg dealer, so we've got a mess of that stuff. We've got Big Green Egg stuff everywhere.
And you love Big Green Egg, don't you?
I do. It's hard to pick which one to use. The egg is so versatile, either cooking or smoking. Weber is so iconic from the old Weber kettle that Mr. Stevens, he invented that kettle and he started selling it, and when he would go around and display and show it, he'd cook a turkey on it. Mm-hmm. And the reason he cooked a turkey on it is because he made turkey sandwiches. And he'd eat turkey sandwiches all week long because he was on the road trying to sell the grill Weber.
Well, let's start right there with Weber. They feature so many different kinds of cookers. Which models do you feature?
We've got the Spirit, the Genesis, and the Summit line. All those are available to us. We have, every day it's different, Randy. Sometimes we'll have two Spirits and three Genesis and no Summits. And the next day we got four Summits and two Spirits and no Genesis. So it's a moving target, thank goodness. That means we've got a lot of stuff going on. But they're all available to us. The Spirit is the, if you will, the entry line. Genesis is just kind of like the old Ford LTD, man. It's right there in the middle. It's the workhorse. You can do anything on it. Then the Summit's the big shiny Cadillac. It's got all the fancy whistles and bells on it.
And Traeger is another well-known brand. And the pictures on your website kind of lead me to believe that they're more along the lines of an offset firebox, low and slow cooker. Is that right or wrong?
That's yeah, you think about that, but it's not a stick burner. It burns pellets. Looks like rabbit food. Mm-hmm. It's a process. They make the pellets, and they're different flavors. Oak, hickory, mesquite, alder. They're getting some crazy stuff now. They got winemaker's blend. There's a wild game blend. They've got all kinds of different blends that you can use in these cookers. Wow. And the cool thing about a lot of the new Traegers, they're Wi-Fi. You do them on your phone. And that's, I don't know. I like the old stick burners where you got to go out there and kick it and look at the thermometer. I don't want to be sitting in my easy chair and the phone goes off and you need to go look at something. I'm kind of old school.
And the Big Green Egg. This is one of the fastest growing brands on the market today. What makes the Big Green Egg so special?
For me, it's pork butts. You put two pork butts on a Big Green Egg. At nighttime, get your fire set. You know, you got to put a good bit of lump charcoal inside there. Get your temperature set. Put two pork butts in there. Shut the lid. You come back the next morning, the temperature only drops maybe 7 to 10 degrees, and the pork butts are done perfect. It's an amazing ceramic cooker. It's just so easy to work on.
And they come in several different sizes, too, right?
Yes, there's a little bitty tabletop model to the double XL, and the double XL, when you unbox it, looks like a hot tub.
And let's talk about assembly. AllSpas will put these things together for us, right?
We prefer to. Sometimes if they're going to take them in their car and then take them up to the ranch in Austin or something, we'll leave them in the box. But every grill except the eggs, we don't test fire them because all you got to do is put charcoal in them.
Yeah.
But on every Traeger we sell, we assemble it, and we put pellets in it and light it. Every Weber that we make, we assemble it, and we light it. We've got a natural gas generator, so we actually have a natural gas hookup in the back so we can actually test natural gas pits. So we're going to test fire any pit that we sell before we get it to you.
And here's another one we could return and replace. Bayou Classics, those crawfish boiler deep fat fryer combos. Do you carry those too?
We do. I met Rodney, who owns Bayou Classics, years and years and years ago. Just an amazing individual. Him and his wife was working a show here in Houston. and I stumbled onto him, and we built an incredible relationship. And there's all different kinds of manufacturers of that stuff out there, and I'm just partial to Bayou Classics. I've never had trouble with the burners. They've got a three-legged, an SP10, and an SQ14, which is a four-legged burner that's very, very, very sturdy. If you've got an 80-quart pot full of mud bugs, you want a good base, because that's a lot of weight.
Yeah.
And you're jacking around with it, and you're picking it up, and it's heavy. So you want something really stable. That's what that SQ14, that Bayou Classics four-legged burner does, is makes it really, really stable. And then they've got a double jet if you want to do something that's really a lot hotter. So they've got some really cool pieces. The pots are a little more expensive, but they're thicker. They're better. There's you get what you pay for. You know, stuff's a little more expensive sometimes, but it's a better pot.
But we should also emphasize that the original Allspouse Hardware and Boutique does not just sell you a backyard cooker and kiss you goodbye. Rick has all the accessories to go along with that new cooker, no matter which brand you happen to buy. So talk about some of those items for a minute.
Well, there's lots of cool stuff. And right now, we're probably got the biggest variety of stuff from egg. When you buy a Big Green Egg, you become an egghead.
Yeah.
And it's they call it a cult like following. You go to biggreenegg.com and you start arguing on how to cook bacon. Or you start arguing how to make the perfect burger. I mean, it's amazing to get into some of these forums and watch this stuff. So they're the most innovative stuff because they're getting ideas from the eggheads. And then Big Green Egg will come out and produce some different thermometers and rib racks. And Weber has got a beautiful line of accessories. They're very, very good quality. The stuff from Weber is nice. They've got some really cool fish baskets. And beginners say, well, this is my first grill. What do I need? And I said, you know, you've got to have a rib rack, in my opinion, because when you're cooking for the big game, you're going to need more than one rack of ribs. So a rib rack will let you stand up four or five racks and cook them in a smaller space, and it doesn't affect the flavor. I mean, it just gives you more space to cook them. There's stacked racks. There's all kinds of remote control thermometers, which, again, like I said on the stick burning part, I want to go out there and fuss around with it. There's a lot of people that don't want to. They want to put that thing in there, whatever it is, or the ribs or steaks or whatever, and then go sit inside and watch a ball game and watch the cooker off their phone, which that's fine. But all that's available. We've got some really cool Wi-Fi stuff, just seasoning. Randy, we've got over 400 spices and seasonings.
And let me just emphasize, you have your own seasoning, which I am addicted to.
It's we did it as a joke years ago. I used to do some work with the Oklahoma Joes, Joe Davidson up from Stillwater. And they had all their seasonings and lines and everything. And I said, I was pretty arrogant back then. I'm not anymore, as they say. you know how the when you get in with God, your arrogance kind of gets let out of you.
Yeah, I know.
But back when I was real arrogant, I decided I needed my own seasoning. So we made it. Out of an egotistical, arrogant move, we made seasoning. Well, you know what? It turned out pretty good, and we sell over 3,000 bottles a year. So
yeah.
I guess it turned out okay.
This has been Rick Allspaugh, who owns and operates the original Allspaugh's Hardware and Boutique in Kingwood. Tell us how to get to your store again, pal.
You bet. We're in Kingwood, one block south of Kingwood Drive on Lake Houston Parkway. We're just south of Randall's. Just stop by and see us, man.
And what's your website?
Allspaugh's.com.
God bless you, my friend. Give my best to your sweet wife, Kelly Annette. Let's not wait so long to talk again, okay?
Thank you, sir. Honored to work with you, my friend.
Life is short. Grill while you can. Randy will be right back with more food and fun after this break.
Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on-site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Seeley on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782. It's Randy Hames again. Everybody needs a video or a new website or help in managing their social media, and my company, Edgewater Digital, can help. We help small businesses navigate the intimidating world of digital marketing. You've got a business to run, and you don't have time or expertise to build and maintain your website all by yourself, and you certainly don't have time to generate content for it. And when's the last time you had an extra hour or two to manage your company's internet ads or social media accounts? Like, never, right? Well, at Edgewater Digital, that's what we do. We have a talented web design team who've built a number of incredibly successful websites for companies large and small. Need content too? No problem. Edgewater can provide copywriting, photography, and videography services to enhance the content on your website, email marketing, or even social media. We're a full-service digital marketing solution with a track record of success. Call us today at 832-500-4272 or see our website, edgewater-digital.com. Hey guys, Randy Hames here to tell you about my good friend Rick Allspa at the original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique in Kingwood. I've known Rick for years, and he's one of the finest Christian men I've ever met, but he's also got a dynamite hardware store at 2720 Westlake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. The original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique has everything you'd expect to find in a top-of-the-line hardware store, but with the personal service that's missing from the big-box stores. The original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique has tools and automotive, lawn and garden, electrical and plumbing, paint and hardware, all under one roof. But Rick is also an avid backyard chef, so the original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique features a complete barbecue pit house. From gas to charcoal grills to fryers and steamers, they've got it all at the original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique. They even offer grill maintenance and repair. Visit their website, allspas.com, or just drop by and see for yourself. The original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique at 2720 Westlake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dyke Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po' boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all, 227 Dyke Road at the base of the Texas City Dyke.
May the forks be with you. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's the guy who turns all the grills on, Randy Hames.
Doesn't matter whether they win or lose, this is a diehard Texans fan forever and ever. Amen. And that's just one of the reasons why we're such good friends. It's Fred Olson, my old on-air buddy from our days together as Hudson and Harrigan. How about them Texans, huh?
Oh, you know what? No quarterback should have to run for his life. But if you're going to have a quarterback who's going to have to do that, you want Deshaun Watson.
Boy, ain't that the truth. And nobody can call him boring, can they?
What's interesting is I was taping it. We were watching something else, and I said, well, I'm just going to start at the beginning after it's over and then run through the whole thing and not have to pace the house during commercials.
Yeah.
So our son Michael, Facebook is, you know, probably right near the end, what would have been the official time of the game was over. He goes, hey. And I went, hi. He goes, you watching the game? I went, not yet. He goes, oh, bye.
Well, I texted you near the end of the game, and then I thought, uh-oh, he might be watching on delay. Did I upset anything?
No, but what I did is I turned my sound off, and I flipped it over, because when it buzzed, I said, That's Randy.
Yeah.
And so I had a feeling from the smile on Michael's face that something good happened, but I didn't know it was in overtime.
Wow.
And gosh, that was just so much fun and just wow.
Exercised a lot of demons from back in 1993, huh?
Well, you think of J.J. Watt comes back and gets a key sack, and the momentum just goes zip the other way.
Yep.
And I tell you, the Bills are a good team. They're going to be good.
Well, J.J. Watt's presence just simply cannot be overstated. In the first half, you know, he looked like he was just kind of getting used to the game speed and testing to see whether the pectoral muscle would hold up. But then early in that third quarter, he started revving it up a little bit, and Josh Allen was getting uncomfortable in the pocket.
Yeah, wasn't it wonderful?
It was.
When he got that sack and 99 stood up and did that old kind of shoulder thing and with the arms, and yeah. I went, man. It's just, you know, good for him. There's always that redemption. It's always a wonderful thing, and not just for the player, but for the whole team.
And for the crowd, too. You got to admit, J.J. just being out there got the crowd into it from the get-go.
Oh, man, don't you know? Don't you know? And when he did that, I would not want to be the opposing quarterback trying to call a play in a huddle.
Yeah. But then the offense was so terrible in the first half. Did you realize, watching on TV, the fans booed them when they ran off the field at halftime?
I didn't catch that, but I tell you one thing I did see, and if you watched the game back, I think after the big drive, Deshaun was on the sideline, and he said it twice. I'm just getting started.
Yeah.
I'm just getting started.
Yeah.
So he had figured something out.
Deshaun Watson, faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings in a single bound.
Look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. No, it's Superman.
Yes, it's Superman, a strange visitor from another planet who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men. Superman, who can change the course of mighty rivers, bend steel in his bare hands, and who, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, fights a never-ending battle for truth, justice, and the American way. I watched that show a lot.
I always liked that series because he would dodge. The bullets didn't bother him, but if they threw the gun at him, he had to duck. I'm serious. It looked like Steve Reeves things. He had to duck because they'd go, oh, I'm out of bullets, and then they'd throw it at him, and he'd have to duck.
That's a good point. I never thought about that before. And I realize all of that's a little hyperbolic, but don't you agree there's never been another player since maybe Earl Campbell who deserved to wear an S on his chest more than Deshaun Watson? How in the world did he get away from that sack?
No other player deserves an offensive line probably more than him. Imagine what he could do if he could stand in the pocket.
Yeah. And we all knew this guy was special when the Texans traded up to get him in the draft. But can any of us honestly say that we thought he would be this good?
Well, I will hearken back to when they played Alabama for the championship.
Mm-hmm.
And if you ever get a chance, just watch that game. And Alabama pounded him. He picked himself up off the ground I don't know how many times. And that's when I became a Deshaun Watson fan. I hadn't paid much attention to Clemson all year, but I watched that whole game and I went, this guy is special. And he kept picking himself up and you go, he's got to be knocked out. Mm-mm. No, he got back up and he won. Came back, I think, wasn't it a 16-point deficit then too?
I don't remember, but it was a deficit. I do remember that. And could somebody please tell me who the heck is Taiwan Jones? Taiwan who?
I remember Taiwan Jones from preseason.
Mm-hmm.
You know, along with Buddy Howell, and there was a couple other names that I went, Taiwan, that's an interesting name. And it turns out that he had the catch and run of a lifetime.
Well, you and I have followed this team very closely ever since the franchise was established. As a matter of fact, you and I were the MCs for the unveiling ceremonies downtown when they revealed the team mascot and the team colors. And we hosted on-the-field halftime activities at NRG Stadium. I'm going to have to be honest with you, Fred. I'd never even heard the name Taiwan Jones before last Saturday. And suddenly now, he's a legend in this team's history. How in the world is that even possible?
Well, it just means that we actually had some backup somewhere, running backup.
Mm-hmm.
And so, wow, we had enough help at the right position at the right time. And he just, Deshaun got open and made it happen. Man, that was just, it was fun.
Well, some experts are calling that comeback the most important win in franchise history. What say you?
I don't know, the first time they beat the Cowboys.
Yeah.
I was there for that game. That was pretty special. But yeah, it was just wonderful, and I did not expect that. Even though we were picked by 2.5, we actually covered the spread.
Yep.
Because I do watch what Vegas does. I kind of look at those things, and sometimes they're right on the money.
Well, there can be no doubt it was the most important win in Bill O'Brien's career, because I think if they had just kind of rolled over and died there in the second half, O'Brien might have been fired. Do you agree with that or disagree with that?
I don't know. It's so hard to find an organization now.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. And they've done a lot with little this year with former cast-offs. They really have done quite a lot. I don't know. I mean, you look at the Cowboys have jumped on McCarthy real quick. And I always wonder, why was he sitting on the sidelines for a year if somebody didn't snap him up?
Yeah.
And I don't know where the Cowboys handled that whole situation very good. It was kind of odd.
So let's move on to the next step. Sunday is Kansas City.
Yeah.
The Chiefs are obviously a much more complete team than the Bills, but their defense is not perfect, Fred. They struggle against the run. I think it's important that Carlos Hyde and Duke Johnson are the centerpieces of a game plan for the Texans. What's your thinking on that subject?
I think that Kansas City gives up a lot per rush. And that may be the key for us to have Deshaun Watson heroics and ball control, clock control, and we'll see. It's gonna be fun. I know that I will be pacing.
Yeah, you and me both, brother.
Yelling and jumping up and down because we've not ever gotten past this point, have we?
Nope, we have not. And this would be a gigantic leap forward for this franchise if they could figure out somewhere to do that.
Yeah.
Well, just like last weekend, we'll know whether the Texans are for real in a few hours. So we've only got a minute left. Let's actually turn to the topic for the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Return and replace, as in return those clunker Christmas gifts and use the money to get something you really want. And a lot of our backyard chefs would like some really cool new cookers on the patio. For instance, I keep thinking I need to invest in one of those pellet grills. You've got one of those, right?
Love it. Absolutely love it. Yes.
So if you were thinking in terms of a new cooker for your back deck, what would it be?
A new cooker?
Yeah.
Gosh, that's a good question because I've got so many of them already.
I know. It's an addiction, isn't it?
Well, yeah, because you go, well, I couldn't cook this unless I had one of those. And I'm all about convenience. I don't like sitting out there for hours and hours like some of my buddies throwing a stick of wood on the fire. And
mm-hmm.
What would I get for, boy, I'd have to think about
that. What about one of those crawfish boilers / fish fryers?
You know, that's an interesting, I've actually got one of those, portable, you hook it up at the propane one, but this, what I like is some of those outdoor flat griddles.
Oh, yeah.
Where if, or a steak setup where, because I don't grill a steak anymore.
Hmm.
You need enough BTUs, and I don't have enough BTUs in mine. I need more heat. I need a new gas grill.
Okay, maybe Bev is listening and you'll get it for Father's Day. Holy smoke! And yes, that pun was intended and highly calculated. We're out of time.
Oh.
And unlike the NFL, the radio station does not allow us overtime. So we'll talk next week, and go Texans!
Go Texans!
We hope you've enjoyed this edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Send us your burning questions and favorite recipes in a private message on our Facebook page, The Outdoor Cooking Show, or visit our website, theoutdoorcookingshow.com. Join us next week for more tasty food and fun over a red-hot grill on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show.
I was about cooking something up with me.